All right, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Hopefully you guys all got your shopping done and you're not going to be standing next to me in line at the mall tonight. Who knows what time that'll be, but hopefully you guys got that all done. Questions?
Hey, did you think Danny had one of his better games?
I did. I was happy with how he played in the middle. I thought he was disruptive. I thought he was in their backfield. He made some good plays. I thought he pushed the pocket in the pass game. He's just continued to get better and better every single game he's been out there for us. So he did a really nice job last week. I know he had a lot of family in the stands. So if he's going to play like that, we got to bring all those family members to every game that we play in.
Could you go into a little bit of a condensed breakdown of his season and his improvement? You know, a lot of fans, they will just look at the stat sheet and they'll look at sacks and tackles and things like that. But as a coach and the defensive coordinator, could you just explain where that improvement is and why he's been a good player?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the NFL game is very different than the college game. So there's going to be an acclimation period where he's got to get adapted. I know he said on record, you know, it's way more physical. There's more blocking schemes that you got to be aware of. The pass protection's better. So those are all things that you got to learn as a rookie. And, you know, he was a guy as a nose tackle, you're never going to jump off the stat sheet. You know, you're going to be a guy that causes a lot more production for people than you getting production. But he's been a guy for us as the season has gone on. He's been able to get vertical penetration into the backfield, cut a play in half, eat up two blockers a lot at the point of attack for us. He's gotten some good push in the pass game. I think that the more he plays in this league, the more plays he'll earn to be out there as a pass rusher and a guy that can collapse a pocket for us. I think that he's done a really good job for us in the run game. I think that the pass stuff will come. Not to say that he hasn't done a good job for us. He has when he's been out there. He just hasn't had a lot of opportunities on third down. He got a few more this past week, and he did some good things for us. That's good. That's who he is. I'm glad he's having fun with it. You know, the guys are having fun in the locker room. That's a reward we give each week for play like a Brown plays. We're rewarding what we think will lead to more victories, behavior that leads to victories. And he did the best on the defense this past week. Even though we didn't win the football game, he put 7 or 8 exceptional plays on tape that we would consider play like a Brown. And to me, you get everybody playing like that, you know, then that's what we feel like will lead to more wins.
And I've seen, you know, a couple of people experiencing some grief for that, you know, to be wearing the belt, you know, for a loss, and, you know, shouldn't be, you know, get 3-11. What's your opinion on that? I just be concerned that on the radio.
No, I mean, when you're 3-11, you got to find a way to have some fun in the locker room. Otherwise, this becomes pretty brutal. So, I'm all for it.
Jim, are you surprised since you guys got him to look to improve the run game? And I'm not saying he's a model, but then his run game, run defense, really, statistically anyway, has not gotten any better.
I think Danny's done a good job for us. You know, I think that.
Yeah, I'm talking about the run defense.
Yeah, well, it's not just one guy. I mean, you can't just draft one player and think that it's going to fix things. You know, it takes all 11 to be good against the run. It takes all 11 to be good on third down. It takes all 11 to be good against the pass. So he's definitely helped us. You know, there might be some other pieces we need, or we got to continue to improve our techniques, but what we brought him in here to do, he's done a nice job for us.
Right, and I understand. But what I'm asking is, then why hasn't it gotten better?
Like I said, there's a lot of things that go into it. It takes all 11, so it's been inconsistent technique. It's stuff we've talked about all year long. It's been alignments. It's been missed tackles. It's been not setting the edge properly. It's been a poor play call at a time. So there's a bunch of things that go into it. You just can't say one guy's going to come in and dominate and totally help the defense. It's it, it it's scheme, it's players, it's there's a lot of things that go into it.
Are you still missing some pieces on that side of the ball, right? With what you, when you look at the scheme, what you want to accomplish, how you want to run it, do you think that you've just, you don't have all the parts that you need to be effective?
No, I'm not going to say that. We were happy with what we had, and we just got to be more consistent.
Jim, Alex Smith, doesn't turn the ball over. Yeah. When you watch him, what stands out the most? And then the two guys that throw into a bunch, Kelce and Macklin, what do you see up that night?
Yeah, I think he's a really good quarterback. You know, he's won a lot of football games there in Kansas City. I think Andy Reid does a great job with him. They are a very efficient offense. They're similar schematically to Seattle and what they do in the run and pass game. Obviously, the tight ends have a great year. Pro Bowl player, creates some mismatch issues. They do a really good job with them, and Macklin's a very good receiver. So it's a good offense. They're rolling right now. They got good players. They're healthy. They got guys coming back that have been on the shelf for them. So it's going to be a great challenge for us defensively, both in the run and pass game. Yeah, well, I think some of that's a product of him not wanting to turn the ball over. If he doesn't like the look, some guys might force a throw into bad coverage. I don't think he has a problem, eating it. If he doesn't like the look, or he'll be a guy like last week, if he doesn't like it, he's going to try to run.
What does Kelce do well and make him a go-to guy?
Say that again.
What does Kelce do to make him a Pro Bowl tight end and a go-to guy?
I always like tight ends that'll stick their face in there and block, which he will do. A lot of the guys that have all the numbers won't do that, and he is an active participant in the run game. The other thing that he does, he's a big target. He's got unbelievable hands. He scored a lot of touchdowns down there in the red zone, and they do a good job schematically trying to get him the ball. But he's very good at breaking away from leverage. He's got really good quickness for a bigger guy to be able to attack your leverage if you're inside leverage and then burst outside, or if you're outside leverage, attack it outside and come inside. He's a really good route runner.
When a tight end is active in blocking, like you say he is, does that make it harder to know when he's going out for passes?
Sure, because there's some tight ends in the league, they align attached to the tackle, and everybody on defense can say, well, we know the run ain't going there because he's not blocking anybody, but that's not the case with him. Just continue to grow, continue to develop, continue to execute the techniques that we want on the field. Make plays. That's why we drafted him.
What's happened this year? Obviously, he was starting to place the field early in the year, then he was inactive for a while.
We're a little limited at corner, obviously, with all the injuries. But each week we kind of wipe the slate clean opposite of Tremont. And then when Kaywan's healthy at nickel, we're going to roll with those two guys every week. And we let those guys compete. And then at the end of the week, we talk about it as a staff on who we feel most comfortable with. And we make a decision. Last week it was Batty. They've all had their chances, every one of them. So they've all had a chance to establish the position. None of them have been able to do that. So each week it's who's going to earn it, who's going to practice better. That's who we roll with. If we come out the first couple series and they're not playing well, we'll go with the next guy. That's kind of the mode we've been in for the past, 15 weeks, whatever it's been.
Rush, I know emotions run high, in the game and on the sideline. But do you talk to Gaines about shoving Whitner at all? I mean, is that a thing you need to address with him?
I love that. I want our guys to be emotional and into it. Two emotional players, they want to win. It's an emotional game. Unless you've been on an NFL sideline, it's hard to explain it. There's a lot of emotions. Those guys want to get off the field on third down. They want to stop touchdowns. They want to make plays. They want to win football games. You can't do that if you're not emotional.